Some called it a referendum on coal. The Seattle-based Washington Environmental Council says it spent about $340,000 to get out the vote in Whatcom County. The group's executive director, Brendan Chakovich, says the outcome should send a message.
Clearly, if you're an elected official in Washington, you're paying attention to these results and understand that there's a political movement behind the anti-coal effort.
He says they knocked on 40,000 doors over the past 2 months, making contact with a third of all Whatcom County voters. They told them where the candidates stood on the proposed export terminal, since council members have a quasi-judicial role and had agreed to stay mum on the issue. Todd Donovan, who teaches political science at Western Washington University in Bellingham, says normally the council votes in the small county are very close, so it appears the spending worked, even in the face of nearly $150,000 in last-minute contributions from big coal companies supporting the other slate.
This is the first time in, I don't know, decades where you'll see one party slate of candidates getting that much separation and all of them having that sort of a lead.
Four apparent victors are incumbents Ken Mann and Carl Weimer, and challengers Barry Buchanan and Rudd Brown. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.